You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Saturday, April the 29th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at the final day of what has been an unbelievable Punchestown Festival 2017. All the Grade 1 actions have lived up to their star-studded billing, and we've had some terrific finishes to boot. We've also got the culmination of the trainer's title, with Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott going head-to-head all the way down to the wire. With plenty of runners here this afternoon from the pair of them. Of course, we've got the two Grade 1s, the highlights, the Mayor's Race, the 350, and the 425, which is the four-year-old Grade 1 as well. Two unbelievably difficult handicaps, a couple of bumpers, and just to throw into good measure, another Banks race to keep us happy. So plenty of good stuff today over at the County Kildare venue. We begin with the 235, which hopefully will go the way of Ballybroker Bridge. Peter Fye's 10-year-old certainly deserves to take a race of this nature. He's won here a couple of times in the past. And as he proved last time out, he ran right up to his best form in the cross-country race at the Cheltenham Festival. But once again, he just didn't quite get the trip. He doesn't probably get beyond 3.5 miles, but aggressively ridden over three, he's a force to be reckoned with in any race of this nature here at this venue. The soft ground probably did for him back on the 5th of February when he was behind Auvignon Usual Smurfer, but it was interesting that he had Colour Squadron behind him on that occasion. I expect him to uphold the form.
Race 2.
On to race two then, which is the 3.6 handicap, so stamina very much in at a premium here. The two I quite like here are White Arm and Call It Magic. White Arm will begin with him. He obviously laid the ghost arrest of several decent place efforts prior to his victory the other day at Fairy House by travelling really strongly in the hands of Jack Kennedy in the first time blinkers. That contraption is on again today. And the smooth travelling Son of Terzian should go very close at a track which will definitely play into his strengths. The other one to mention, as I said at the top of the piece, is Call It Magic, who also ran really well at the Fairy House Festival when finishing second to Killara Brooke. Boy, I love the way he travelled that day in the hands of Davy Russell. But a bad mistake at the second last when he was in contention, plus the fact that he was having his first run since December, just took his toll on this 7-year-old in the closing stages. But he moved really well, and with that run blowing the way to cobwebs, the good ground will definitely suit. He stays really well, and I could see Ross O'Sullivan's 7-year-old travelling really strongly in this race and going very, very close. So Call It Magic, definitely want to be considered there.
Race number 3.
On to the third race then, which is the first of the Grade 1s, and this should go the way of Apple's Jade. Given 2.5 miles against her own sex, she's virtually unbeatable, as she proved last time out at the Cheltenham Festival when she lowered the colours of the two excellent Willie Mullins trade mares, Vroom Vroom Mag and Limini. This victory, of course, will be very important to Gordon Elliott's chances of wrestling back the title, because there's 59 grand to the winner. She's likely to be ridden very positively again in the hands of Brian Cooper, and she won here last year as well, so it's not as if she's going to be over the top, and she's only had 5 runs this season anyway. So Apple's Jade, anything around about the even money mark should be worth taking in race 3.
Race 4.
On to the 425 then, and this race probably will settle the trainer's title because Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott got the first two in the betting in the shape of Bapome and Mega Fortune. At Cheltenham, Mega Fortune came out on top of Bapome, and I expect the 4-year-old son of Soldier of Fortune to do exactly the same again on this occasion. He raced incredibly keenly in the early part of that race at Presby Park, and it didn't help matters with his stable companion Denario de Zabot softening up in the closing stages. Therefore, he did really well in my estimation to hold on to finish second, hopefully with an uncontested lead today, because to my eyes he looks the only front runner, and surely Gordon Elliott wouldn't do exactly the same again with Cooper on board with Denario de Zabot. Then he's going to take quite a bit of beating if he can get a few breathers in around the bends. 5-2 this morning for Mega Fortune. He looks nap material in the 425.
Race 5.
On to then another very competitive handicap chase. This one comes up over 3 miles. I'm a fully paid member of the Catnap fan club, having backed this horse in the Topham Trophy at Aintree last time out. He was hugely unlucky on that occasion that day. He made two catastrophic blunders on the way around, which would have knocked back any lesser mortal, but he stayed on really eye-catchingly well, something that he's never done in the past. He's never been the strongest of stayers. He's always been a really strong traveller, but sometimes his propensity to find not as much off the bridle has always reared his ugly head. But Joseph O'Brien, his new trainer, seems to have instilled a bit of confidence into this horse, whether it's a physical, mental, even wind issue, I don't really know, but he looks a much more safer conveyance nowadays. And the other one to mention is Sandy Mount Duke from the all-conquering Jessica Harrington stable. What a week she's had as well, the County Kildare handler. And there's a good chance that this 8-year-old, freshened up by the pause that refreshes, could go really well here on his favoured lovely fast ground. The last time we saw him, he was banging his head against the wall on heavy ground, which he doesn't like. But he beat a decent field the time before in Killarney. He jumps well, he travels well, and he's got an amazing record here at Punchestown. So with Mark Balder in the plate, I'd also expect a huge run from Sandy Mount Duke.
Race number 6.
On to the final race then we're going to take in a look at, because the last two races are charity races and what a bumper race, which I don't know anything about. But this race couldn't be any more difficult to get your head around. We certainly have to mention Air Force One in a favourable mention, because Harry Fry's charge, of course, comes here off the back of a good run in the county hurdle. He's now stepping back up to his more favourite trip of 2.5 miles, and with the yard in good form, having two winners here this week, a big run is in the offing for Air Horse One. Score Mir is the one probably to be with out here from the Thomas Mullin stable. He really caught the eye in no uncertain terms at the Cheltenham Festival when staying on from another postcode to finish in Never Fear near a fifth behind Super Sunday in the Coral Cup this year at the Cheltenham Festival. And that race has worked out incredibly well. Of course, we've seen the winner, Ruffle the Feathers of Grade 1 horses at Aintree, on his next start. And there's been plenty of others that have run well out of the race subsequently. So Score Mir would be the number one choice. Also pay close attention to Oscar Sam, who was brought down at the first of the day at in one of these similar kind of handicaps. I'm sure he'll go well at a track that he loves. And you can never, ever dismiss Willie Mullins in a race like this. So do keep an eye on the very quirky pair, Renetti, who, if he starts off on level terms, could go close. And, of course, Diacali, who's back in handicap company, having won well last time out at Ferry House. He, of course, disgraced himself yesterday in the big Grade 1, refusing to line up. But you just never know with these horses what they're going to do. So, right, signing off there, Score Mir is the number one choice in the 5:35. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We don't stop there, though. We've got two meetings stuck at tomorrow. We're probably going to be taking a look at Garum Park's 7-race card, so please do tune in on Sunday for all the latest news and action over in Ireland. Until then, I'm Andy Holding signing off. It's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.